Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. And T, I'm sorry, we have to get started with chanting and ranting.
We do? Okay.
I gotta get off.
You gotta get off your chest. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, let me just ask you, can I borrow a couple stacks so I can get me a pair of them
first of all, no, you can't borrow. I don't let you borrow money for anything but that. I refuse. I can't
get some paper for the Zotus.
Nah, you can get some money from me for other things, but not that mess.
T.
I refuse T. to be a part of the foolishness.
$495.
I can't.
For somebody that hasn't even played an NBA game
yet. I don't care if he had played an NBA game. These ain't no Nikes. This ain't no Nike. Look, me and Larry were that the first person that go out here and play in these shoes is going to have a blowout. You tear
their
ankles,
son.
That's my concern. Then when you got the nerd to have, oh, this your brand new Shandy. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Go ahead. Yeah. Got the nerd talking about you can't get no refund. Really? On a $450 $95? I can't.
Those shoes look like they'd be the type that would come in the mail and not fit. Then you get your regular size and wouldn't fit.
So everything too low.
Okay, let's just break this down. First of all, the price is just ridiculous. Second of all, the logo needs to be better.
Well, I'm okay with that Zotu because at first I didn't know what it was, and then after I realized it was a Z with the O in it, I was like, okay, that Zo is fine.
Oh no, I'm not talking about the actual brand, the Big Bogger brand.
Oh yeah. So I told Larry, I was like, he would be better off. I hope somebody listening. We're just using that 3 that he got in the front. That's a 3 and a B.
Mm-hmm.
Just using that period. Because if you look hard enough, you'll know it's a B and you'll know it's 3B. Because them 3Bs going across the front is awful. And
it's too much.
He don't know what he's doing, Brian. He should have called us. I went on his site. Because I just had to see. I was like, hold on, let me just go on his site. He want $50 for a t-shirt. Oh, no. This is when you really know he don't know what he's doing. He wants $50 for a long-sleeve t-shirt. I was like, the rules of the game is usually the long-sleeve shirt costs more than a short-sleeve.
Right.
I'm just saying. But maybe ain't nobody told y'all what the rules of engagement are. So he just don't have no idea what he's doing. And his son gonna have to step up. Me and my sibling was talking about this and say, look, Dad, just let me handle this. Once I get my name out here and we can start our brand, you know, but just let me go ahead and sign with Nike, Adidas, whoever. Get them a couple of millions. We can put that towards us, you know, doing our thing. But now, his son gonna mess around. He the one that's gonna get the brunt of it on the court. People gonna be coming after him, not the dad.
Man, people have been roasting these shoes on Twitter. Now, did you get the picture I sent you?
I meant to see the picture because it had that Marshall's look like sticker on there.
It had the Marshall tag. It was $69.99 on the Marshall tag.
I thought that was Marshall's, and I knew it. Then it was
priced down to $22.
Oh Lord, sure
I had tears in my eyes. That was too funny.
Hilarious.
I mean,
if you want his
little kindergarten chicken scratch signature on it, you know, you could pay it $9.95 for the signature.
Well, how about this? If you wear a size 14 or up,
it's $6.95.
You got to pay $200 more. I was like, what
Yeah. And then what was it? 220 for the slides? Oh, shit.
200 and something for the slides. Them flip-flops look like they, I mean, I don't see better looking house shoes at Payless. No offense, Payless, but I don't see better house shoes than them.
Off subject, Payless, going out of business, I hear.
Again? Look.
Everybody's
going out of business. It's hard out here in these streets, Brian.
It's tough out here. I grew up on the list. I'm sad about it.
It's tough out here. I'm surprised JCPenney's them still holding on. You know, a lot of them Kmart shut down. I'm surprised. It's hard out here in these streets.
Yeah. They get holding on, though. But yeah, back to these shoes. This man.
I don't know.
I'm starting to buy the juice. I'm starting to buy the crazy. I think there's a method to the madness.
Well, this is the thing. If his son was LeBron James coming out, he probably could pull some of this off. Because everybody knew that young man was going to be a star. Like, you could see it. Like, I'm a fan of his son. But he don't have the athleticism and all that we all saw when LeBron came out of high school. So, and he ain't even a Kevin Durant for that matter. Like, Kevin played 1 year at Texas and killed him. Like, National Player of the Year. Was Ball even an All-American?
I believe he was. Even though he sure didn't play with it that last game against Kentucky.
Because I was just like, dude, your son, like, he don't have enough accolades for you to ask. I think they just had the price point this much to break even. I really think that's why he had to go with this outlandish price.
And these shoes won't even be sent out until November 24th, like right around Thanksgiving.
Crazy too. I don't know who. And then I'm just still stuck on the fact that you tell me in the refunds. So if my shoes blow up, I just be stuck with them. I ain't checking for that at all. So
yeah,
that's unfortunate. But if he would do it right, and it's the right way to do everything.
Right.
And if he had to just signed it, say, okay, I want a 3-year deal to match the amount of time that, you know, that first rookie contract run out, get you a couple of millions from Nike or whoever, you know, get your shoe up to par, hopefully your son balling out of control, and then on his 4th year, when he come out, he's like, no, I ain't signing with nobody. We coming out with the OZ3s.
Hey, hold on. How is it the Zoe 2s? Where was the Zoe 1s?
Well, that's why I said 3s. I don't even know what 1s was. maybe, I don't know.
But
I don't know what they're doing.
And to your point, you play your rookie contract out with one of the big brands. And if you are doing something special, then after that 3rd year, you could possibly talk them into partnering.
Either talk them into it or go ahead and try it on your own. Yeah. You'll have a couple of $1 billion. You'll have that money coming in from the contract. But this is the thing again. Your daddy is not making this money. He is living vicariously through his children. I guess because he was a scrub. I don't know. But I don't think it's fair. And life is not fair because we don't live on a planet that's fair. But I think it's inappropriate for him to use his sons like this, because what the son may not want to do it, but when you see him, like when you've seen his son on First Taking Off, he's so laid back and mellow, he ain't gonna never say, no, dad, I don't want to do this. He's just gonna go with the boat, and dad gonna mess around, and he's gonna look back and be like, dang, I have left millions of dollars on the table because my daddy wanted to have a brand.
I don't want people to take this wrong, but you just said something that made me think about how I always have described them. When you see them both together in public, like a First Take, like, you know, any kind of TV show together, he looks like the boy, Lonzo. He looks like he's laid back and he's high on marijuana. And the daddy acts like he's on cocaine and crack.
Something, you know.
I mean, that's just the two opposites. Way left.
They're both opposites.
Yes.
And he's just a chill, not worried about anything in the world. But again, his daddy going to mess up and cost him millions of dollars. Because these shoes, Yeah, if 1,000 people, which 1,000 people probably lose their mind and buy them shoes, and that's going to be $500,000. But at the end of the day, you ain't got no guaranteed money.
No, no, that is guaranteed. Ain't no refunds.
Well, but see, we don't know how much it costs to make them, though, remember? Uh-huh. He might just be breaking even.
Yeah, and the sad part about the shoe is not a bad shoe. I mean, it's not a bad shoe, but it's not $500 good.
It's not a bad shoe, but if you look at the shoe from the back, you can see the heel's not even the same. So, I was like, these heels, now I visually can see that. Now, something ain't right when you have big heel, and I'm like, those heels are not the same. That's problematic for me.
Yes.
Now, I can't.
Do you have anything to chant about before we move on?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Now, people. Now, I value human life just like the rest of, you know, people in the world. Well, so most people, because some people don't value human life. Maybe not just that, like everybody. Now, y'all got to stop killing these animals when they do what they naturally supposed to do. Now, alligator bites a little 10-year-old at the beach or something late.
Yeah.
Y'all decide to euthanize the alligator. Now, alligator ain't done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong at all. Why should he have to die? Just like the bear. Kid mama tossed the kid over in the fence. Maybe the kid fell over the fence. I don't know. At the zoo a couple of months ago. It might have been last year. Y'all kill the bear because the bear go over there and pawing up the little kid. He's supposed to do that. Y'all, every time, you remember, have we heard anything else about the alligators in that, at that hotel or something? Remember the alligator grabbed a kid and pulled it under?
Yeah, snatched him up. No, I hadn't heard nothing else about it.
Well, we know the alligator died.
Right.
Now, besides me being a gator, that's beside the point. I'm just troubled by y'all killing these animals that are doing what that's what they do. Like, they're not doing anything wrong. Humans, stay out of their territory. I can't take it.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
I can't take it. Well, and in the grand scheme of things, people, the girl didn't die. Yeah, it bit her, but it did die. And I don't really know why they killed that alligator after that. I guess because they can.
Right. Yeah, just like, what was that gorilla's name? Harambe?
No, Harambe didn't make it either. It's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they doing what they supposed to be doing. See something that look edible, you supposed to go try to eat it. And that's what they do.
That's how they survive. It don't matter that you got them chained up in a zoo or whatever.
Right.
For people to look at that don't make them no more domesticated than you.
So, I can't. Please stop killing these animals for doing natural instinct things. God bless you.
Yes, thank you.
And I think I got another one too. I just thought of it. Now, this is to all the adults, and I guess I can't really rant and chant too much, but
yes,
because when
yes,
you're a pedophile,
yes,
you're a pedophile.
Yes,
but have you read the story about the Arizona kid and the assistant coach? Has been harassing, blackmailing, sexually assaulting this young lady and ruining her college life. I hope she can get old past that at some point. You ain't ready?
I don't know. I don't know this story. Tell me about it.
So, University of Arizona, assistant coach, has been having a sexual relationship. He said it's consensual. She said no. One of the athletes, track and field athlete. Now, the young lady, if you want to read it, it's a long story. I didn't even get all the way to the end because I had to get up and go work out. But she, you know how the coaches come to your house. Oh, I'm going to take care of her like she my daughter and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she said at some point he had told the young ladies, anybody get drunk or whatever at any time, don't hesitate to call me. I'll take you home. Well, she had gone to some party and she got too drunk. And so she called him and she said she just woke up at home, whatever, ain't think nothing about it. Next thing she know, he sending her text message of them having, I don't know what kind of sex, because they weren't specific, but like pictures of her performing sexual acts or whatever with him in the car. Then he starts to blackmail her, saying if she didn't do basically whatever he wanted sexually and be on point and do whatever, that he would, you know, put the post the stuff on social media and she'll be a whore and lose her scholarship, all this other stuff. Well, you know, she under duress. She's scared. She don't want to use her scholarship, nor do you want your parents or anybody else see you like that.
Right.
And so she just was going along with it. Now, it got so bad, he showed up at the house beating on the door. Now, her roommate even verified. He shows up at the house peeking through the windows. She didn't go out. He text messaged her talking about, I'll be out here when you leave. He threatened to kill her. It was way too much. It was way too much. And now I'm by no shape, form, or fashion blaming the victim.
Right.
But the roommate or somebody, because the roommate, when that incident, should have went and told somebody. If the girl was too scared to. This went on for a couple of years, Brian. She said the first year he got assistant coach of the year or something.
I'm reading that now. Track and field coach of the year.
I ain't never heard of assistant coach of the year, but whatever. He got that because she was doing very well, and apparently he recruited her, but apparently he was good at something. And she said then all of a sudden he started being mean. She had gotten hurt, and he was mean at practice, and they even, at one point, you know, students said he was saying sexually inappropriate things, and y'all got to say something, children.
Yeah, if you see keep something, practice, say something.
And say something. Like, if you can't go to the coach, if you feel like the coach should know, somebody on the team had to know this was going on. I think the coach should be fired. All right, this is just clean house.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said they was having sex in the office, at the facilities or something, whatever. But somebody should be like, wait a minute, and me and coaches just don't be alone with these young ladies. But people that, you know, that are not predators, they doing the right thing. So they ain't gonna, but I still, if I was a male or female coach at this point, I'd be like, mm-mm. We having a meeting, that door gonna stay open or crack or something. We keep hearing too many of these. Pat Summit's son, you know, the guy down in Florida, some little school in Florida had the situation. It's too much of these. And for all the ones that we hearing about, I'm sure there's some that's happening that we're not hearing about.
Mm-hmm.
Something's got to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, if you hear something, if you see something, say something situation. Wow. Yeah, I hadn't heard about that
story.
Don't
you feel like somebody should have seen, even if it was another student, a senior, somebody like, and he could have done this to another student and they were just happy that he was off of them. I don't know. But I just feel like somebody, especially when it got to the point of him saying sexual stuff, like that's kind of sexual harassment. So when he's saying those things, and we do the trainings for the students, but maybe they scared they're going to lose their scholarship or something. But somebody got to step up and make sure it's very clear. Look, if your coach, assistant coach, whoever is saying stuff to you that you don't think appropriate, here's anonymous places you can email so we can investigate or something, because this is out of order.
Yeah, if you think it's something that you should, if you feel some type of way about it, if you don't feel right about it, it's best that you find somebody to talk to. There's always somebody out there you can speak with. I mean, like you said, they do enough training on this stuff, and I don't think most time the kids take it seriously as they should when they're going through it, but this is a perfect case of why you should take that type of, you know, training type of, you know, when people come to speak to teams and things like that, they should take that situation seriously because it could be you next. It could happen to you.
Yes, or your friend. So, like, her friend probably been a little under duress, too. Because if he's showing up at y'all house and peeking through the blinds and all that kind of foolishness, I'm like, this man, he should never be able to coach again.
Nope.
Arizona, the head coach should lose his job because they should have the same rule that the SEC have. I don't know what league Arizona in. But the coach should have known. And if you did, that's problematic, too. Because they've been going on for too long. And if that girl wasn't comfortable enough to come to you, that's problematic, too.
Yeah, that's a problem all in itself.
Yeah. So, ooh. Okay, I'm finished.
Okay. well, there ain't no easy transition, so I'm just going to go with it. NBA playoffs. Now, don't get me wrong when I say this, because it's nowhere near the same thing. But we are the Washington Wizards and the Boston Celtics series is giving me hope that NBA playoff games can get back to the way they used to be as far as the physicality and the just sheer hatred for each other, like the Lakers and Celtics, the Pistons, yeah, Bulls,
apparently they don't like each other.
Knicks and, Knicks and Pacers, Knicks and Heat, you know, Knicks and Pistons and everybody. Now it's nowhere near the same. Don't get me wrong. There's the whole Kelly on Kelly crime the other day. That was
that wasn't worthy of no suspension.
That was terrible.
That boy flopped. He ain't
well, first of all, everybody keeps calling Kelly Olynyk a dirty player. Kelly Olynyk is just very uncoordinated. I'm sorry. He might have some ill intentions. He may. But at the same time, the more I watch him, the more I just feel like the boy is just uncoordinated. And that's how he keeps getting himself in these crazy situations. Like, now he did throw a little jab with the shoulder in the screen. He gave a little extra on the screen. But Oubre's got to be better than that. I know he's a rookie. I know he's young. But he's got to be more composed than that.
Well, see, that's the thing is, when you're playing, though, for everything that we do see, we don't see because they follow the ball in the game. And usually when we watch them, we follow the ball.
Right.
So we don't see them little cheap shots because you know how people always talked about how dirty John Stockton was.
And so, right, and you never saw it.
Right, you didn't see it, but, I mean, it was too many people saying it for it to just be like, oh, that one person lying on him.
Right.
So it's probably a little stuff that was going on that we never saw. And it just built up. That's what I'm going to guess. But he still got to be smart enough to make, if you want to get back at him, you got to do it when you got a chance to foul him, try to rip his arms off or whatever, and make it a basketball play. Don't just be running up and pushing him because you're mad. But that'll come with some maturity. But I like you, I do like the fact that they don't like each other. And I don't like the fact that they're gonna beat each other up in Cleveland over here chilling.
Right.
And this proves things that we have talked about in the past. These young men could not play back in the day when Michael and Magic and all them played. Thomas talking about refs letting the Wizards hold me. Boy, do you please get a life. If you think Magic and them, all the one holding, grabbing, pushing, pulling, they letting the Wizards hold me. Come on, man.
And Toronto, they were surprised when they went through games and they didn't hold each other.
I ain't got no I got very little respect for them. They ain't put up no kind of fight against Cleveland.
Did you see, side note, since you brought that series up, did you see Kyle Lowry's outfit yesterday? That boy was getting roasted on Twitter. Go to Bleach Report sometime today, people.
Oh, Lord.
And look at
that. Yes, and go see the Game of Zones.
Yes, the new Game of Zones is out. It's definitely worth your time. From last week. But also, go look at the roasting on Twitter, that people were giving him the business. They were putting him up against pictures of Martin Lawrence back on the Martin show. When his little black and little black ensemble with the chain.
I missed
that. They were doing it. It's hilarious. Go to Bleacher Report. They got a whole section on it. And just sometime today, just go check it out. It's worth your time. But anyway, back to what you were saying. Yeah, they are. And DeMar DeRozan, God bless him, just get over it. You don't have LeBron. Nobody else does but Cleveland.
Well, who says that? No. Who says that? You have never heard Magic or, and I'm saying this because he's supposed to be a star on their team.
Right.
Magic or anybody talking about, well, we don't have a Larry Bird. You ain't heard Bird talking about, well, we don't have no Kareem. Go, if you, Didn't he say something about $100 for anybody that could stop
him? Yeah, and I mean, that was if he'd have just stopped there, I would have, you know, because the way he said that, you know, it was just, he was tired of hearing about LeBron, basically, and he just made the comment just off the cuff, or it wasn't nothing serious. But he came back with his most recent comment of, well, they got LeBron James. If we had LeBron, we would have, first of all, English went out the window in his quote. And grammar was awful.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, he basically said that if we'd have had LeBron, we'd have won. Well, yeah. A lot of people can say that. You guys gonna figure out a way to stop him or to outdo him. You just got through signing that big contract in the offseason, sir. You could have gone somewhere else. You could have gone to L.A. You could have gone.
No, we didn't want him, and I told you that. Okay, go ahead.
I understand, but I'm just saying he had his options. He decided to stay in Toronto. And you know what? The team did what they were supposed to do. They went out and got you some pieces right there at the end of the season trade deadline. Got you pieces, and I actually thought they had a chance to compete. But
they were off. Kyle Lowry had none of them showed up. If y'all are supposed to be, find somebody, do something like you're trying to win, like you mad that they just torn with y'all. Just like when I finally looked it up when LeBron spun the ball twice and then pulled the three.
Gosh.
Even what's his name that used to play for Detroit Pistons? I used to like him, the little point guard.
Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey Billups was like, He said he would have pushed him into the bleachers.
Yeah, that would have been a technical foul, right? The flagrant foul.
Like, who lets that happen? Like, and LeBron, okay, you being disrespectful, but you'll be like Lambert. You get walked on the layup and then wind up on the floor. And then we just have to have a tussle. But we ain't going to just let that ride. Mm-hmm. But y'all didn't have no kind of heart because y'all too nice and friendly with each other. But like you said, Boston and
the Wizards, they
kind of get back to old school. We don't like you, and we're going to make sure you know it.
Over on the west side, the Spurs and the Rockets look like they're going to have a little series. I think Tony Parker going down for the Spurs put them in a hole. Don't know how deep, because I still feel like they can make up for him. And I like Tony Parker, and I always thought he was a great player, but at this point in his career, I think they can make up for him with what they have. So it'll be interesting to see how they go moving forward. But the Rockets just evened up the series the other night, 2-2. So that's going to be an interesting series going forward. The Warriors look like they're probably going to close out Utah tonight, even though I will say Utah has given them their very best shot. Utah has played just out of their minds three straight games, and just they're not as good. But Quinn Snyder, I've loved Quinn Snyder since he was coaching at Missouri. I always thought he was a great coach. But they don't have the firepower. And Golden State, when they're clicking, they're clicking.
Well, look like both them and whatchacallit going to sweep their way to the playing soon.
And that's fine. And I hope everybody stays healthy. And I hope it's, you know, no issues, no flagrant fouls, suspensions, anything like that. I hope everybody stays healthy and we have no excuses. So may the best team win. And let's get it on. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Can we just skip the next round?
Right. Can we just move on?
And just go to the Warriors.
But moving on, we didn't have any puns, people. Where are your puns?
Come on, people.
Nobody sent in any puns.
I know punning is hard.
But
punning ain't easy.
before I let T get the hers for the week, please, if you have any good ones, send them. You can send them to us on Twitter at the Mac T Show, at our email address is email the Mac the letter N T Show at gmail.com. That's the Mac letter N T Show at gmail.com. Or at the Mac T Show on Twitter. You got any puns for us this week, Miss Punny? Miss Punny Thing?
Oh, Lord Jesus. If you fall in a puddle of water, is that a waterfall? Did you have one? What?
I don't. I figured.
What have you supposed to be practicing?
I know. I did. This week has been wild. I hadn't even had a chance to even get down and write stuff down, but I figured you was gonna have for you.
Okay. If you take a ham to the pawn shop, is that a ham hock? Come on, people, send us some puns.
Yes, please. Please send your pun. This is going to be with y'all's involvement, this is going to be a very good segment. Any of your people send you any?
You know what? I need to get, my people do have a couple. I need to get them to go ahead and text them to me. Because we was working on them. They should have some more. One of my sibling been down. Now, I don't know what Larry been doing, but Dunlop been down. They had some bronchitis or something issues.
Oh, no.
They had a couple. I'm
going to
get them to text them.
Okay. Yeah, but please, like we said, send your puns to us on Twitter. Tag us at the Mac T Show. All right, and the email at at our Gmail account at themactshow@gmail.com. And all that is right here below the video on YouTube. All that information, but yeah, send us your puns and let's make this a weekly thing. This is I think gonna be a very good segment for us. But moving on to our last segment of the week, as always, shots fired, hour 7, content of their character. I don't know if we just got a big swerve or if somebody's being set up, but Pastor Janae is taking a ride to the big house, charged with Joey Campbell's murder.
She been set up. It's too easy.
I think it's too simple. I think it's way too simple.
It's too easy
to see that coming because, yes, and I think, just judging by the previews, I don't know this to be a fact, but just the way the standoff is in the previews for next episode with Ash having a standoff with all the Pastor Janae's boys. You know,
one of them probably don't sold her out.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking one of them has done planted that gun in her situation, and that's what got them. And then, you know, put the tip in that they know.
And while she running around with the white guy at dinner, that's when they probably did.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's what's gonna go down. So that's gonna be interesting to see what happens with that. There's been another video surface with Officer Beck and the Jesse Carr shooting, where we see Officer Beck basically tell him, you know, you don't look right around here. And basically, you know, a white guy being in a black neighborhood is what he was getting at. And then you see, you know, Officer Beck actually open the boy's door to get him out the car. And camera goes off, off to the side. You don't see anything else. You hear a struggle, and then you hear gunshots.
But it's all really fast. Brian is making it sound like a lot happened. It went like this, people. You see video. The young man talking about going to get chicken right, or whatever. They must have told him to record it. So when he gets pulled over, he asked him, what you doing in this neighborhood? He started being frisky, talking about going to get some chicken, which he had to know didn't sound right.
I hope he did know, because I couldn't tell. Usually you can tell by somebody's voice if they're being, you know, a smart aleck.
Right.
You know, for the lack of a better words. But yeah, I hope he knew how that sounded.
So he says that, then he like, okay, you want to be funny? Let me see your license and registration. Kid, get him out, throw him on the ground when he's sticking out the window.
Right.
Officer pulls the door open, like, okay, we ain't playing no more. Then before he get the door open good, it's 3-4 shots fired. I was like, what the world could have happened from the time you snatched him out of that car until, like, it was like bam, bam, bam. And I was like, I cannot wait to see what they are saying happened for him to shoot him that fast.
Right. And like,
but maybe he did shoot him because we don't know that it wasn't another person in the car with the officer.
This is true. This is true.
So it could be another officer in the car. Because you know it had adjunct or something. And they early on, they were questioning like why did such and such was on the scene and why did he do this, that, and the other. So that's kind of suspicious.
Yeah, and I just, like the, when Preston and Ash showed the video to the sheriff, you know, the sheriff even made a comment, you know, okay, all this proves is that Officer Beck was having a bad day. And at the same time, yeah, that's true, but you can't let your emotions get the best of you in that kind of situation. No matter what kind of day you're having, you can't, you know, if it comes out that he did use excessive force, you can't. And that applies to situations that are going on in our lives today.
Yeah, like pulling out rifles and shooting 15-year-olds, but that's another story for another time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you can't let a bad day, are you having a, you know, you got something on your mind, you can't let that, you know, be a proper cause for excessive force in situations that don't call for it.
That's not excessive, that's deadly force. Anytime you shoot at somebody, that's deadly force. Whether you hit them or not, like, if you know they're going to could die. I can't wait to see what if they're going to even let us know what happened.
Right.
Because I can't wait. Because as fast as that, he pulled that young boy out of that car.
Yeah, I like you said, in my description of the events, I did seem like it dragged out. It went bang, it bang, bang.
Quick.
Yeah, it went, I mean, from him pulling him over, him saying he don't look right, the officer saying he doesn't look right, asking what he's doing there, and he, you know, said out there to get some fried chicken. All that happened, like, bang, bang, bang.
Bam, bam, bam. If 1 minute flat.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where they go from here. And I know we say that every week. I love this show. I think it's, you know.
Well, wait a minute. What about, what's his name, Preston? Preston.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Out there talking to the people when they about to go against the little SWAT team or whatever. And dude, now you start making promises. He went over there to Ash and was like, she was like, what you gonna do if you can't keep your promise? He said, bye, Felicia. No,
you ain't put me in this.
You said that all by yourself.
He was out there making all these promises. And
yes. Yeah. And he know in the back of his mind, he may have forgotten, but he know that they gave him a week or something, which means they got 4 or 5 days now.
Oh, I'm glad you said
this. To close the case.
I forgot the part about the news reporter.
Yes, and the news reporter, though.
Yes.
Preston goes to his brother and get that $10,000.
Right.
I was like, what is he getting that money for? Then I was thinking he was going to take it to the kid that they was keeping locked up.
No, I thought he was going to take it to the hood rat, the girl, I can't think of her name. The one that the reporter brought it to. I was thinking he was gonna do that himself. I was thinking he was gonna do that himself. You know, the girl that obviously knows something. And I was thinking, okay, he's taking that money, he's gonna do this himself. And then when the news reporter showed up with $10,000, I said, That's a slick man right there.
He can't be bribing nobody right. Like Ash told him, like, that's illegal. Then he's talking about, well, you said, she ain't said to break the law that bad.
You got to know the rules to break the rules.
And so, but I knew she was going to get shot. I mean, I thought she was going to get shot, not just run over by the car.
Man, that was beautiful. Just editing-wise and the way they laid that scene out, that car came from out of no place. And just,
I wonder, do they do that with, like, a remote control where they driving the car? And just slam the other car in it. Because there's no way people are actually in those cars when they do that.
Right. It hit me. Like, I jumped back in my seat.
It would seem too dangerous to put even a stunt person in that. I feel like they, technologically, either they don't use some kind of computer skills to do it, or they just remotely drive those vehicles and then just slam the other one in.
I wish that they would come out maybe after the season and do up the making of, so we could see certain aspects of different things.
So yeah, I thought the white guy that had went in with to the hotel when he thought he knew where the witness was with the silence on the gun. I thought he, when they showed him sitting in the parking lot listening to her, I was like, oh man, he about to shoot her.
Oh yeah.
And then she got slammed up by that car.
So yeah, definitely somebody don't want that information out. Whatever that girl was supposed to told her. But
that's the thing, though. That is so interesting. Like, why? What? Like, even if he did it, why have you got this white guy hitman running around, spying on everybody, ready to kill at the drop of a hat? I can't wait till all they come out.
Yeah.
Which most of them probably ain't gonna come out. And if they keep playing with me, they're gonna have. I'm gonna be shot five, T down. My Brian gonna have to tell me what happened.
3 more episodes. We're gonna have to see what happens on this season.
Yes, so they are doing well. I hope I did get to check with my psychologist person about I want to check and see if post-traumatic stress would make you be loose like my Ash has been, because she just all over the place besides the drinking, just sleep with anybody. And I'm like, I ain't really liking the way y'all doing this character. Like, just want to jump in the bed talking about going to sleep with somebody in a car. Like,
right.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable with that, but whatever.
Yeah, I did like the line that Preston's brother, because Preston's brother slept with her, so.
Hey, dude, you can't handle her.
He said, oh, yeah, yes, he said, she back on her edge yet?
Yeah, that's pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
I think the brother liked her, though.
Me, too. I think he really did.
And so, I was glad, though, to see that they didn't play the athlete, the typical got 3 or 4 people just hanging around your house.
That wasn't very good.
Picking up drinking. I liked how they had him cooking his own little food, little healthy meal. And
I didn't like him having all that cash around the house, though. That was.
But that's something they do, though.
I know it is, but it just.
You ain't see Mayweather sitting in that airplane with, looked like $100,000 in his lap or something crazy?
Speaking of, I'm reading all these articles. I'm glad you brought him up. I'm reading all these articles. I don't know if they're bogus or not, but apparently 50 Cent is getting ready to be killed off of power in the near future. Kanan.
Well.
And apparently.
They tried to kill him off once.
Floyd, they tried to burn him off and everything. He ain't died yet. But yeah, apparently his character eventually is going to be kicked off or killed off. And talk is that Floyd Mayweather may
be his brother that wants redemption.
May I don't know all that, but may be coming in to be the next villain on the show. I don't know. He's too small.
Well,
I don't know how small these other people are.
But the thing is, as small as you think he is, it's my understanding that Ghost is about 5'10". While he looks like he's big, he's not that big of a guy.
I didn't realize that he was the brother of he was the drug the gang banging brother of Willie Weathers in Gridiron Gang. I did not realize that. I was looking up in his IMDb credits. Amari Hardwick.
Oh no, but he was the one that got hit by the guy on Hair Shop when he grabbed up or said something crazy to Broody. I don't know what and that guy came out there and punched him.
It's just funny how you see these people now. You didn't realize the little small roles they played before.
Yeah, they've been grinding.
Yeah, they've been
talking about that when Olivia Pope became Kerry Washington became like a big deal. Like, she been in all kinds of movies before this one.
Yep.
Well, she was in Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
She was in
the
dance movie.
Yes, Save Les Dance something.
Yeah.
So she been grinding. She was in a movie with
Chris Rock.
I Think I Hate My Wife.
Yes.
Or So they be out here grinding before, you know, they get that one film that blow them up.
Yes. But yeah, so shots fired. Y'all keep tuning in, and we'll keep breaking it down each week. But I think that's going to wrap us up for today. As always, I'm one of your co-hosts, Brian McKay, and I'm with...
T. Punning Ain't Easy, Davis.
And with that, send your puns at the Mac T Show on Twitter or at the Gmail account, themac_t_show@gmail.com. Send us your puns. And as always, thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.